The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, boy, do we got a lot of news for you today. Apparently men who have slept with more than 20 women in their lives, right, reduce their risk of prostate cancer. Remember one of my very first shows back in January 2009, I talked about a study where masturbation was linked to less cancer. And this may be just another study on the same thing. Looks like multiple sex for men may actually save their lives. So, ladies, if you ever are given a line, like, you have to sleep with me because it saves my life, he may really not be giving you a line. That may really be the truth. Then we also have, in the sex topic, boy, we got a lot of sex topics today. Apparently, somebody violates his neighbor's pit bull, rapes his neighbor's pit bull, saying ISIS told him to. Now, I'm not sure why ISIS is instructing a man here in the United States to go to his neighbor's yard and rape a pit bull, but we'll talk about that. Then we also have, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the safest sexual position for a man, all right, who has a bad back. Now we have the best sexual positions for a woman with a bad back. Yes, it matters. So we'll talk about that. More news on the Ebola front. A lot of back and forth with the quarantines. Should we quarantine or not? It sounds like the little kid in New York did not have Ebola, thank God. But I think now we have somebody in Baltimore that we're watching. We'll keep you guys posted on that. We also have a story where apparently Americans are forfeiting over $50 billion a year in vacation time. Why aren't people taking their paid? We're talking paid vacation. And we have a story. This is kind of sad. You know the creator of the game Operation? You know, the game that we all kind of hated. Look, me being a doctor and me having wanted to be a doctor when I was a little kid, I couldn't stand that game because I could not hold that little tweezers, right, without touching the end and then going zzz. Apparently, the creator of the Operation game needs a surgery. And he doesn't have enough money to pay for his own operation. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We air every morning, Monday through Friday, as well as an hour on Saturday, but many of you listen to the show at different times. So a lot of you have called on the answer line, so we're also going to get to a lot of your calls. So why don't we get that started? Let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. D-A-L-I. Hello?
Yes, I was wondering about the brat or boat diet. What does toast have to do with it? And what kind of toast? Thank you.
Okay. I wish I could talk to you. This is on our answer line. Brat diet. Have I talked about the brat diet a lot on the show? Right? You start throwing up. You got diarrhea. And then the doctors say, put you on a brat diet. I used to have to tell, you know, my parents of kids that, you know, okay, put your kid on the brat diet. Did you call my kid a brat? No, you're kind of being bratty. What? You said what? I said brat diet. Shut up. Brat diet. Brat diet means bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. I have no idea what toast. Rye, sourdough, French. I don't think it matters. Why would we come up with that? One, it's very easy, and it comes with the mnemonic, right? Brat, bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. I'm sure there's other things that settle the tummy, like Coca-Cola, brandy, things like that, but there's no mnemonic for that. What? See, too hard. So brat is easy. And the reason why we pick those foods is if you do have an upset stomach, and you're not feeling well, and you're grumpy, and you're churning, and you have a fever, those foods don't seem to cause issues as much if you have a fever. You know, a lot of babies will be given their milk or formula. They have, and of course, because that's how they feed, and they should. But because of the fever, it kind of curdles, and it just doesn't digest well. So dairy doesn't seem to do well. Not to mention dairy can sometimes cause diarrhea or cause constipation, especially cheeses. So we don't recommend that. We also don't want highly acidic food. So we'll pick banana because banana isn't super acidic like some of your grapes and oranges and lemons could be. And bananas are soft. They go down easy. They'll help bind the stool. So if you have diarrhea, bananas sometimes help. The rice. Rice, as long as it's not, now you see, I like Mexican rice that I put with cheese and seasoned meat. They're my, I like an arroz con pollo, so I like doing my seasoned chicken and rice. No, not that. We're talking kind of plain rice. Maybe something with just a little light bit of butter, little bit of salt, nothing too greasy because the stomach can't handle it, but rice seems to help. It's easy to eat. And the other thing too, if you notice, is it's a lot harder to choke on rice and bananas. Because if you have a kid or an adult that's vomiting all over the place, you don't want them accidentally aspirating and getting stuff in their lungs. So banana, rice, that's easy. Applesauce. Applesauce you're not going to choke on. It's very, very soft. It goes down easy. It tastes good. The kids like it. And then hopefully they're less bratty. And then you got the tea for toast. Toast is nice because if it is a low fiber type of toast, it's going to kind of help the stomach. It's going to help it feel better. And, you know, we always talk about coating the stomach before you take a pill. A lot of us aren't supposed to take medications on empty stomachs. We need to review that one day, which medicines should be on empty stomachs. Like your levothyroxine, your thyroid medication needs to be on an empty stomach. But a lot of other medicines, no, not on an empty stomach. And so some of you are like, okay, well, then I'll have a big thing of meatloaf. No meatloaf. Just get, you know, something like toast. It's enough. It'll help form some of the stools. Another thing I like to add is Jell-O. The problem is again, it doesn't fit into the brat mnemonic. Jell-O is really, really good. I didn't learn it in medical school. I learned it from my mommy. And the Jell-O has gelatin. So you got these proteins. They help bind up. Just not the red Jell-O. The last thing you want to see is red in the toilet. You're going to freak out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, one thing I want to thank you guys for is many of you teach me as much as I teach you. I mean, probably more so, because some of you are like, Dahlia, I haven't listened to the show for 5 years. I haven't learned jack squat. Okay, I promise one of these days I'll teach you guys something. I promise. Hey, I think I've actually taught you guys a lot. You just don't listen on the particular segments when I teach you things. Okay, that's not my fault that you're not listening 24/7 to the show like you should be. And I'm talking all the time. But one of you had called in yesterday asking about the cannabis oil. And you had stage 4 prostate cancer. Your sister was a cop with rheumatoid arthritis. Your wife, breast cancer survivor. And you're feeling desperate. and you have seen claims, and even though you're not going to abandon regular conventional medicine, thank God, you want to look into it. Yeah, I understand it's expensive. You understood it's expensive. And some of you commented on that. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dolly. I might be calling the wrong line, but I was hoping to get on air to address the caller about the hemp seed oil. The product that he mentioned is very controversial since the chief scientist for the company that produces it, Ms. Tamara Wise, blew the whistle on the company and the product's production and the dangers that she has found in certain live bacteria that is present and not disclosed to the consumer. So hopefully you can get that on air so that the gentleman doesn't pay a fortune for these products, and they're very expensive, before looking into it for himself. Again, it's something that some people say has not bothered them, but if a chief scientist for a company that produces it blows the whistle and says that there are things not being disclosed that could really hurt you, maybe even kill you, that's something that I would be very leery of.
You know, were listening later in the day, so when you called, we were already off air. So if you're listening now, thank you for your call in. This is exactly what highlights what I've been saying, and I'm sure many of you all have been thinking. Where do we go when it comes to marijuana and these products, and what do we trust? Okay, I don't know much about hemp oil, and I have no problem admitting that. I'm an MD. I went to a regular, I went to medical school, and at the time when I was in medical school in the 90s, marijuana was illegal. People used it, but I never thought we would be right now in society where marijuana is legal. I also never thought that as a doctor I would have patients that would be, you know, pain-free, anxiety-free, not on blood pressure medicine, not on diabetes medication, and telling me it was their marijuana. So, boy, have I been learning. There's a huge learning curve on this. Now we have all these products, and my listeners are asking me about these products. All right, what about hemp oil? My patients, too. Can I use this? I saw a documentary. Now, the gentleman, Willie yesterday, said that he had seen documentaries on it. And on the actual hemp oil. Now, these documentaries, whenever I hear the term documentary, as do you probably, we think PBS or Nova or History Channel or Discovery. And, we feel it's a compilation of scientists. And we are getting some really good, it's factual. It's like getting encyclopedia in TV form. So when somebody says, I saw a documentary on this years ago, I'm like, okay, that's great. Now, unfortunately, anybody can make a documentary. I can make a documentary about my dating, okay, back in the olden days, okay? And you guys would watch that. How much of it is fact? How much did I edit? How much did I mean, a documentary is still TV. And it still is made for television. So even if somebody watched the documentary, you got to look at the sources. Now, if the company that made the product was the one that made the documentary, that appears to be a little less objective than you actually having the NIH or Harvard Medical School or UNR or UCLA or whatever Mayo Clinic doing the documentary. Now, again, I can't answer and I can't say whether hemp oil works or it doesn't. All I could say is we need to figure this stuff out. And fast, because mark my words, marijuana use is going to be implemented in our Obamacare. When the big guys that are controlling everything find out that many of you are not taking expensive medications because you could smoke marijuana, then that's going to leave a whole market, all right, and a much less expensive market. Now, I'm a little confused as to why, if marijuana is the cost that it is, that the hemp oil is that much more expensive. Again, I don't know, and I have to be upfront. Again, this isn't a show about what I don't know. It's supposed to be a show about what I know. Yet, there's going to be subjects that I need to learn, you need to learn about. So I'm not recommending anybody go and use the hemp oil. I'm just here to let you guys talk and gather information and share information, and we work it through. However, if I hear of something bad, if I hear of something that I think is an absolute no-no, I'm going to tell you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's the next day.
Hello?
Hello, this is Anthony again, truck driver. Regarding medical marijuana, you're really at home talking, you know, hearing your show and stuff about medical stuff, and it's just weighing on my thoughts. I'm so glad I heard your show. Being a truck driver and being able to be medicated under one substance and not the other, one substance that doesn't have an adverse effect on me and one substance that actually cures my pain and suffering, I don't understand how a law can dictate what medication I'm prescribed or I'm able to use. Being a truck driver, of course I'm not going to come to work and under the influence of any type of medication. It, before I go to bed, being having restless leg syndrome, it causes me to have an anxiety that's so intense that I'm in tears on my knees crying sometimes. And I'm a 36-year-old grown man. You know, I'm stuck in a no-win situation, it seems like. You know, but how are they going to dictate what medication I can use and what medication I can't? If medical marijuana is proven for medical use and it's prescribed as a medical medication, then why are you preventing that from certain people? Oh, you can take it, but you can't. Because I'm a truck driver, but it still doesn't matter. I've tried every type of medication there is out there for my condition, and every one of them has had an adverse effect and have made my condition even worse. Mm-hmm. Only thing that has worked for me, and I'm honest, the only thing has been medical marijuana.
Okay.
It has a lot.
Thank you for calling. Okay, yeah, so now you brought up a few things. You brought up the restless leg syndrome. You brought up anxiety. These are medical diagnoses that my patients have told me that their marijuana is helping them with. Now, I don't prescribe medical marijuana. I just haven't gotten involved. Unfortunately, my practice is so busy and so full that I could not take on another huge influx of patients. And I think there's somebody down the street that prescribes it. So I just never got involved with that because I just, look at me. I do full-time radio. I'm working on TV. I got so much going on. I didn't want to take that on top of all the patients that I currently have. I have too big a patient load as it is right now. But you brought up your truck driver. Okay. Being a truck driver, and you know, trust me, you can't take narcotics when you're a truck driver. You can't be on insulin. There's a lot of things you can't do as a truck driver. And you cannot be on marijuana. You cannot. And the reason why, it's all liability and legality. No company is going to hire you if you are on anything that could possibly impair your driving. So if you have a medical condition where you really, really believe that you need the marijuana for, because that's the only thing that treats you with the least amount of side effects, then unfortunately, with the way the laws are now, you then would have to find a different line of work. All right. I mean, it looks like it's getting easier and easier for people to qualify and get medical marijuana in many states now. So the law is starting to be in your favor for you getting the marijuana. However, all right, there's a different set of rules if you're a driver. And those set of rules, whether it's law or whether it's policy, they're completely two separate things. So if you need marijuana, if that's the only thing that cures you, that's the only thing you know, you may have to find a different line of work, but no company is going to insure you or allow you to drive if somebody can claim the marijuana was the reason why you did faulty driving and an accident ensued. You see, they're going to blame it on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep the calls coming.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, love the phone calls. Guys, keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I'd like to know about oxygen and when do we need it? And why does the doctor have to prescribe it? Why can't just anybody get oxygen if they think it'd be good for them?
Okay. I wish I could talk to you live. This looks like it was another call on our answer line. If I'm ever not on air live, definitely call into our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oxygen, and why do you need a, I guess, why do you need a prescription for it? And you know, it's, yeah, I've been asked that. Why can't you just go and get oxygen? It's not a drug. It's not like medical marijuana. It's not a narcotic. Why can't you go and get oxygen? And when should people go on oxygen? There's oxygen bars. Many of you have asked about the oxygen bars. All right. I'll tell you why it has to be a prescription, because there could be some pretty bad side effects with it. But who needs oxygen? So, all right. So we start supplementing you with oxygen when we find that your oxygen is low. So when your oxygen starts to dip low into the 80s, sometimes I'll even supplement when you're below 92, because I'm worried. Maybe you have pneumonia. Maybe you have asthma. Maybe you have COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So you have damage to the lungs and you can't absorb the oxygen because you have a lot of inflammation and you can't exchange the carbon dioxide out and the oxygen out as well. Some of you could have heart failure. And when you have fluid buildup in the lungs, they're not going to be working as well. There's also respiratory distress syndrome. Sometimes we see this with babies. Sometimes certain diseases, RSV, cystic fibrosis, etc. So when, you know, when you get, you know, when I see you in the ER, when I was an ER doc, or if I see you in clinic, etc., and I notice that your oxygen is low even before you notice it, okay? It may still be pink. You may still be able to breathe well, but I'm noticing your oxygen is dropping, okay? We may only have minutes until you start to feel it. I can't tell you how many people are like, no, I'm okay. I'm just short of breath. I'm okay. I'm okay. No one has to do nothing. And then all of a sudden, they get tired. And they get too tired to breathe. And so it's our job as medical providers to give you the oxygen so that you could work a little bit less. Now, sometimes you can't breathe on your own. And the oxygen has to be pushed into you, like we see with these CPAPs or BiPAPs. All right, the continuous positive airway pressure, where we're putting air into you to get the oxygen into you, because while you're asleep, your respiratory drive may be down, or you may have an obstruction where you can't get the oxygen to you, so we have to push the oxygen into you. See, I'm teaching you guys something. Who said I don't teach anything on the show? I'm teaching you guys something. All right, so sometimes we need to push the oxygen into you. So you need a prescription for that. You need a prescription for your mask. You need a prescription for your supplies. Why? Why does oxygen, though, need a prescription? Oxygen is out and about in the air. Why are companies monetizing it and being, quote-unquote, greedy? Well, they're not being greedy. Because highly concentrated oxygen, number one, it could be very, very dangerous in and of itself because it's flammable. But two, if you treat yourself with oxygen, you could unfortunately cause some pretty major damage. When I would get somebody with COPD coming in, they would always say, well, be very careful. Titrate the oxygen up slowly. Don't start blowing them with 10 liters a minute. Start 2 liters a minute. Start slow and move up, because you could diminish the respiratory drive. You don't want the body to be so confused by the artificial that it can't function. If so, that's when we have to intubate you. But if you're, you know, just needing some extra oxygen at home, you want to sit on your couch, you just want to supplement the oxygen. You don't want to be on a ventilator, you know, when you're at the house, when you're at home. So we start with smaller doses of oxygen, pure oxygen that'll, mostly pure, that will get into your blood system and hopefully do the job. Your brain, however, breathes because it senses your oxygen and your carbon dioxide. Remember, oxygen is what your body needs, then it converts it to carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide then gets blown out. The level of carbon dioxide is actually more of a trigger for your body's breathing and respiratory system than the oxygen is. So if the carbon dioxide is the major stimulator and you start to blow so much oxygen in that it doesn't read the carbon dioxide, or you don't make enough carbon dioxide, you could actually mess up your respiratory drive. and then you have depressed breathing, and it's not good. Then you could also overdose on oxygen. You could have toxicity where you have so much oxygen that it could actually damage some of the linings. Your body is used to the air we breathe, even if there's pollution in it. You know, your body kind of learns how to handle that. But full-blown, nice, fresh, new oxygen, if you're blowing it too hard, it could actually damage the lung tissues, the alveoli, which are the little air sacs, etc. And so, you know, when we do home treatment, we need to tell people, don't be, you know, playing with the dial. Don't let your grandkid come over and start messing with the dials. And you go, yeah, come on, ramp me up. I'm going to fly. I'm going to shoot off in the sky like a rocket. No. Don't be doing that because you could really hurt your lungs. So that's why it's a prescription, because somebody has to order the amount. And, now these oxygen bars, it's a much lower amount, much lower concentrate. So I'm not hearing of any of these toxicity or issues like that. Now, some people claim that the oxygen helps with the headaches. They help them with their energy, etc. I think it's cool. You know, we almost had our doctor prescribe us an oxygen tank. We used to go up to Duck Creek, Utah. Duck Creek is about three and a half hours away from Las Vegas. It's near Cedar City in Utah, beautiful area near Bryan Head. And cabins up there and places to snowmobile, etc. And when I would go there, I would get massive migraines and my kid would get altitude sickness. So we were like, okay, well, then let's make sure we have some oxygen. We would only do 2 liters nasal cannula, etc. Instead, we just decided to not do the trips. And it's a shame. But that's basically oxygen in a nutshell. See? Hope I taught you guys something. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we've been hearing ground zero for Ebola, ground zero. All right, like ground zero for America was Dallas, Texas now, even though Dr. Brantley and Nancy Reitbaugh was brought in from Liberia or from West Africa to go to Emory University in Atlanta to be treated. All right, well, they think they found the patient zero, and it was a toddler from Guinea. All right, apparently scientists from the New England Journal of Medicine are convinced that a 2-year-old was the first person to have contracted the deadly virus almost a year ago, before this outbreak spread all over the world. You see how it didn't have to happen overnight. This a year ago, they're saying. The researchers still don't know how the little boy became the Ebola patient zero and how he could have been infected with Ebola. But he's in a rainforest village from the southern part of Guinea. And I guess scientists discovered that the Ebola patient zero, Emil, started to show the virus symptoms in December. He started having black stool. A fever started to vomit. The 2-year-old boy unfortunately died 4 days later. Within a very short period of time, within a month, his mother, his 4-year-old sister, and his grandmother died. The mother died on December 13th from major Ebola symptoms. 4-year-old sister followed later by December 29th, etc. Grandmother died January 1. The father had not been killed. So was it the livestock? Was it the goats? Was it the chickens? They're not sure. But they believe that was the first patient that had Ebola. And that's where this started. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A Connecticut man was hospitalized after authorities say he stripped naked and raped a neighbor's pit bull in her yard. And he claimed ISIS, the Islamic State group, sent him there to die. Now, the neighbor, Alice Woodruff, said she confronted, I guess, the gentleman at gunpoint while he was performing sex acts on her dog. The dog kept on a chain in her backyard. I know you wonder how a pit bull could even tolerate all that. She says, I thought my dog had killed somebody because I saw a man underneath her. He wasn't even on top of the dog. He was underneath the dog? She told an ABC affiliate, I started to scream. I had a citronella candle, and I threw it at him, screaming, get off my dog. You have to get out of here. He said, no, today is the day we are going to spend the rest of our lives together. She said the man appeared mentally ill as he was telling her that the Islamic State terror group sent him there. She said he pranced around the yard naked, yelling, this is our day, and you have to prosper in it. ISIS sent me. And she was thinking, did something like this just happen in my backyard? She ran in, got her gun out of the bedroom. And then she realized that the usual ammunition was in the car, locked in the glove box. So she showed him that the clip went in, and she always had the gun kind of present. He kept saying, this is the plan, that we are going to die today in a massacre. He didn't seem to care that I had the gun, but she kept it down. Then I gave him a warning and shot the gun right into the dirt. She was concerned that her neighbor was going to set off a bomb. She then said he put his arms out and started walking towards me, telling me to kill him. But to know that as soon as I kill him, we were going to die. She said, honestly, she was like so freaked out that there was a bomb or something. So she said the man is a neighbor of hers, but they never met before. So police will arrest him as soon as he's released from the hospital. They plan to charge him with cruelty to an animal, sexual assault, and disturbing the peace. I am very, very confused. I want to know how he finally stopped. That's very confusing. Okay. Still, on a sex note, they say men who sleep with multiple women reduce their risk of prostate cancer. If you've slept with more than 20 women, it has slashed your risk by 28%. I don't understand why it has to be different women. Why can't you just have sex with your wife 20 times? All right? I mean, wouldn't that work? According to a study, men who sleep with multiple women are almost a third less likely to develop prostate cancer. They found men to have more than, we already talked about, 20 different notches on their bedpost. Don't understand why that has to be different. All right. Celibacy doubles the risk of the disease. Okay. Now, prostate cancer is obviously a very, very common form of male cancer. Still the number one cancer that hits men and women is lung cancer. But prostate comes a close second for men. The findings add to and colon cancer, etc. Findings add to evidence that regular intercourse may flush out cancer-causing chemicals as the prostate secretes the bulk of the fluid for the semen. It is the first study to suggest the number of female partners is what matters rather than the amount of sex or even masturbation. Now, this makes no sense at all. Why does it matter if it's a different woman? Okay, am I not really buying this? Okay, this has got to be some dupe for us women to think, really? This is what men need to do, really? Does it mean public health authorities are supposed to now encourage men to sleep with many women, according to Daily Mail? No. Another theory for the protective effect of sex is that it reduces calcifications in the prostate. All right. Now, you know, your prostate is between the bladder and the penis. It's right in front of the rectum, which is why when you do a prostate exam, we have to go through the rectum to examine the posterior part of the prostate. The anterior part of the prostate is kind of, between the bladder and the penis anteriorly there. So, maybe more female sex partners result in more climaxes, maybe? And that could be more protective. I'm not buying it. Men who said they had never had sexual intercourse were almost twice as likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. So they need to study priests. They need to study that. But people that have they have to have people that admit to not even self-sessions. According to these studies, they think is the release of, let me see. Oh, the age at which the participants lost their virginity had no effect, and the number of sexually transmitted diseases or infections had no effect either. 12% reported to having at least one sexually transmitted disease, you think? So the results were obtained as part of a Montreal study called Proteus, Prostate Cancer and Environment Study, where 3,200 men responded to a questionnaire on their sex lives. 1,500 were diagnosed with prostate cancer between September 05 and August 09. The other 1,600 formed a control group. That's how they figured out. Now, they said gay men who have had more than 20 male partners in their lifetime had a twofold higher risk of getting prostate cancer compared to those who never slept with a man. Their risk of developing less aggressive prostate cancer increased sixfold compared to those who have only had one male partner. I still don't buy why it has to be multiple women. You guys aren't making any sense to me. I'm not giving my husband any. I'm not loosening his leash, not once. Now, for women, sex positions and what's the least painful? Well, with a bad back, scientists at the University of Waterloo in Canada did a comprehensive study of how the spine moves during sex. Now, remember a few weeks ago we talked about men. How if men have bad backs, them being in the doggy style position, okay, on their knees, appears to be less traumatic on their back and is probably a better position than missionary or spooning. Now, many of you ask, well, what about women? Okay, well, it looks like they looked at women too. All right, for women, spooning was also very, very bad. They said the best position for a woman with a bad back would be missionary. Okay, and doggy style as well. So, I still have back issues. The new recommendations were published in the European Spine Journal. And I guess these are supposed to go with the guidelines that were released. Yeah, these are guidelines. Okay, when we tell you guys these stories, these are for you to, now act accordingly. Traditionally, except for the one about men having multiple female sex partners. Traditionally, they say spooning was recommended by physicians to all individuals with back pain because it was thought to reduce nerve tension and load on the tissues. I never told patients to spoon. No, I was more telling them to fork to begin with. Now, I was telling them, just find a position where you don't hurt, all right, and, decrease pressure on the back. I never really understood the whole spooning idea anyway. All right, so they examined spine motion, muscle activity, found spooning to be the worst positions for a certain type of back pain. To compile the recommendations, I want to know how much they got paid to do the study. The team used pioneering research combining infrared and electromagnetic motion capture systems to track how 10 couples' spine moved while having sex in 5 common positions. Yeah, infrared. That doesn't make it sound any more scientific. Sorry. Please. The Atlas suggests that women who were extension intolerant, meaning their back pain was made worse by arching the backs or lying on their stomachs, should not do the spooning. Now, you could also do a pillow. You could put a pillow there underneath the spine like a low back support if you need. I got to tell you, man, I should write a book on me and my geriatric sex. That would be a winner. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation,
high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry, 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 Jerry. You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.